Even got, thank God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We got it all going. We praise you, Father, that tonight's going to be an awesome night. We thank you, Lord, for the leading of your spirit tonight. That the things that we talk about tonight is going to be the things that you want us to speak about. And not only that, Lord, that people would be blessed by it. And we praise you and we glorify you for all the prayers that are answered. Because we know that everyone we pray is going to be answered. We have that faith. And we thank you for it, Father. It makes no difference where we are. As we come together, we're one body in Christ. And if we're one body in Christ, the devil ain't got a chance. And we praise you for that, Lord. We thank you that the enemy is defeated and Christ is exalted. And we thank you, Lord, that tonight's going to be an awesome, awesome time of togetherness, and that there's going to be a shaking because we are in one accord. When we're in one accord, the house shakes. And we praise you for that, Father, that the power of God, the authority of God, and the love of God, it shines forth from everybody here in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen and amen. All right, has anybody got a prayer request?
Hey, Brother Michael.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm using my iPad. I can't figure out how to put the hand up, but I figure I just chime in here real quick.
That's fine.
So, I have a pretty big praise. I am pregnant. So, so thank
Amen.
the Lord.
Praise God.
Yeah. We found out just a few weeks ago. Just super thankful and gonna let the Lord just lead us on everything, you know, what to do and, you know, just all joy. And I am happy that, you know, now we're back near family. So that definitely helps, you know, whereas last time we were in Florida, but, we're thankful when Isaac and Mariana came down because they were there to support us. So I'm just, I am thankful though to finally be back near, everybody. And, I just want to say too, it's such a blessing that Morgan got this job when he did, because, gosh, it's really been a blessing. He just started, yesterday was his first day and he loves it. And it's so awesome how the Lord, you know, knew what was to come. And it all just happened like one after another. Like we found out he got the job, and then I don't even think it was days later, like found out I was pregnant. So, you know, the Lord knew, and, he's an awesome provider. And I'm just so thankful. And Morgan said too that he was talking to his supervisor and he was saying that they only have one more position to fill. And he's just going through interview after interview after interview. And he's kind of exhausted from all the interviews. And it's, you know, just amazing. Like they called Morgan that same day, not even 2 hours later. So, you know, how awesome the Lord is,
yeah.
You know. So just really thankful for this baby to come. Micah's going to have a sibling and hopefully that'll
Amen.
help her be a little bit more content, I'm praying. And also, too, if you all don't mind, just prayer for me. I mean, you know, I've been nauseous, but I've been trying to, you know, just keep it out of my mind and thank the Lord that this can be a good, easy, healthy pregnancy and great labor and delivery. And also for little Micah, she's been sick and it's been kind of rough the past few days. So just prayer for that would be great.
Okay. All right, let's pray. Everybody believe with us, okay? In the name of Jesus right now, we command this spirit of infirmity out of that family, out of that house right now in Jesus' name. Everybody that has been affected by it is now healed in Jesus' name. We command that enemy to go. We command complete healing in every part of their bodies in Jesus' name, from the oldest to the youngest, in the name of Jesus, to be walking in divine health in that family and that house from this point on in Jesus' name. Thank you for taking feeling nauseous out of her. She's going to have a wonderful pregnancy. And I praise you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody believe? Thank you, Lord. I believe it. Anybody else want to pray?
Amen. I believe it. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Another baby in fellowship. Glory to God. Ooh, I'm going to have to get a bigger tractor. All right. Who's next? Thank you for that, Geneva. That's wonderful news. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you all. I appreciate it. Thank you, Lord.
All right, we got a little praise tonight. Go ahead. Praise team. You got it.
Would you allow me to share my screen?
Yeah, it's already done.
It says it's disabled.
What? Okay, I see what happened. Okay. All right, you got it now.
Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent.
Ooh, that was powerful. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. He is wonderful. He is glorious. Hallelujah. I just ought to sing the whole song. Glory be to God. But I guess I need some people to stay around. All right. Anybody got anything they'd like to share? Yes, Anna.
I could share a testimony. It's kind of funny. Kind of a testimony. So yesterday, the local people know, but we went roller skating for Zoe's birthday. And, I haven't been roller skating since I was like in elementary school, and I did rollerblading, except one time a few months ago, we went as a group too. And by the end of the last time, I was like on my feet, you know, and actually able to skate. So it was coming back to me, but not like good at it or anything. So anyways, I'm on my way to go, you know, get everything done. Elena watched Shoshana so I could focus on helping the boys skate. So I'm trying to get some gas and drop off Shoshana, and the gas pump won't give me my debit card back. And I go in there and I tell the lady, and she's like, oh, well, you just have to wait a few minutes. That happens sometimes. I'm like, well, this is crazy, but okay. I go back in there and she's like, you still don't got it? And I was like, no. She's like, the longest we ever got is 15 minutes. She called someone. They didn't know what to do. And so I wait another while. And then Matthew got off work, so he came over and waited. And I went and dropped off Shoshana. It was still not coming out. Like, it had been like, I don't know, at that point, probably 45 minutes. We were late for the skating. I was like, this is crazy. So anyways, it was after bank hours. We call the bank line. They say you have to do it online. We can't do it online. So we just prayed over it. And I was like, Lord, I'm not going to be able to cancel it till the morning. Just let nobody get a hold of it who's not supposed to get a hold of it in the name of Jesus. So then we went skating. And the debit card part is that when I drove by there, I went and canceled my card, and I drove by there this morning. It was still in there, so nobody got it. So thank you, Lord. I don't know what that's about, why it's stuck in there, but the Lord didn't let it come out and anyone to get it. So thank you, Lord, for that. But then we were skating, and I wiped out. You missed it, Michael. And I was going fast, and all of a sudden I was on my feet, and then I was boom on the floor.
Oh gosh.
And my sister this summer had just broke her wrist doing that, but praise God, it's so good to not be under the curse. I hit my knees, I hit my hands, and I was going so fast I went boom over and hit my head.
Oh my goodness.
And it was funny. Like, Matthew said it was funny, and I could just imagine how funny it must have looked. Like, I was like an old lady. Like, I don't think I've ever fallen and hit my head like that. It was funny, you know. So my knees were hurt pretty bad. Not at the time, but, you know, afterward, like this morning when I woke up and stuff, like, I felt like limping. And I was just like, no, I didn't fall like that to get hurt. I felt like that so I can be healed. Thank you, Jesus. And I just rebuked it, and went away.
Praise
God. Didn't get a knot on my head.
Praise
and,
God.
And I wasn't limping. Nothing broke.
Thank you, Lord.
My knees are healed. Thank you, Lord. It hurt pretty bad, but when I rebuked that pain, it was gone. So thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hell, I was kind of busy last night. I would have gone, but they didn't have any training wheels for the ones that I wanted. Thank you, Lord. Well, I wish I could have gone. I heard y'all had a great time. Amen. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, Debbie. I heard you went skating too.
Yes. One thing I wanted to say was I was there, Anna, but I did not know that happened to you. How did I miss that? I know what happened.
It was pretty funny. I fell, and oh, Theo and Brandy and Matthew all were right there. Theo even made me tell him how many fingers he was holding up. But I was fine. Thank you, Lord.
I didn't hear it talked about. Maybe it happened when I was in the restroom or something. But anyway.
That's because I was fine. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Amen. But that song was awesome, Julie. I had heard that one other time. And I thought, what a song that is. And what came to me was, I can hear that as being sung in heaven, you know, before the Lord, all the angels singing that song. They say about the Revelation song, you know, they say that song is gonna be, it's gonna be sung in heaven. But this is what I thought of is Revelation 4. It says in verse 9 through 11, excuse me. And when the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, to him who lives forever and ever, 24 elders will fall down before him who sits on the throne and will worship him who lives forever and ever and will cast their crowns before the throne saying, worthy are you, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things and because of your will, they existed and were created. And I just think it's just such awesome scripture. It's just continually casting themselves before the Lord and praising him like that. And I just could hear that song ringing out in heaven, you know. All the angels.
It's Revelation 19:1 is that verse that they just sing over and over and over. And I envision that too, that the heavenly realm is singing, you know, with us. You know, the heavenly hosts are singing with us when we sing that.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. It's a powerful song.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone else? Now, tonight, Karen, you're now officially a part of this group. So we will be expecting you every week. Amen. It's good to have you, girl. It's good to have you. Okay. All right. Does anybody got anything they want to share? Anything they want to pray about? Anything like that? Then I'm going to share something. We've heard this before, but I think it bears repeating. And it's if you give me just a minute, I'm going to need to get it. Okay, this is, from Samuel and Tiana. On 6/22/23. Last night, Tiana says, I tried going to sleep, but God wouldn't let me until I wrote this down. I asked God if he really wants me to write it down, to have some dogs bark, which I don't hear often. And as soon as I thought this in my mind, multiple dogs started barking. After I wrote it down on my phone, I instantly fell asleep. Praise God. Okay. She said, when I had this experience, everything I wrote, I felt and saw as if it had fully manifested. And it was so real and alive and true. And I desire that I could have stayed in this experience. It was maybe like 10 to 30 seconds of seeing and feeling all of this, and it was so real. And I am so excited for us, all of us, to have this connection with God every moment, no matter what's going on, and to have his holy connection with each other and being one together without spot or blemish. I was praying in tongues, and I saw that very soon we are all going to be so connected to God. And she says in parentheses, we already are, but it will be physically manifest. That we hear his voice extremely clear every moment, and we know it is him without doubt and unbelief, that we will constantly be speaking to him back and forth more than we speak to any human. When awake and asleep, our soul will be communing with him just as the Holy Spirit does. That the flesh will be so suppressed and submissive to the Holy Spirit and will be so in tune with God. Praise God for that. And we know and obey what he wants with extreme joy in every moment. Did you hear that? And we know and obey what he wants. He wants with extreme joy in every moment without complaint and without the flesh trying to stop us. We will have such boldness to have him speak through us with no fear of man or fear of rejection. These things that try to hinder us from being and living as Jesus won't even try to hinder us anymore, glory to God. That we will know 100% that he is in us and all around us. And we are one with him. Him literally here in this physical flesh and the flesh in agreement without hindrance. That we would know and be living and breathing his word, not from our own works and in his strength, but from his spirit and grace in our soul, in the flesh. Every second we will know it's his grace and we will rest beyond understanding because we are in him and him in us. No matter what's going on around us, our soul will be fully content with this and nothing can stop it. And the flesh will submit. Somebody ought to be shouting, glory to God. That we will know Jesus' authority in us over the enemy. And the enemy will flee with one word or thought. Because it's just Jesus in us. There ain't no flesh in there. It's all Jesus. No more struggling with the flesh. But just being in him. That we can constantly freely praise and worship him every moment with no temptation to complain, murmur, or doubt. That our soul is completely free to praise as the Holy Spirit does, and free to worship God with our body and the physical being submitted to doing all that God wants. Woo, glory to God. All of this while on earth and in this physical, alive in Christ, I saw that the brethren will be in complete unity because of Jesus, and the enemy won't be able to get in the way of oneness in Christ. Woo! Enemy's defeated. Glory to God. He might as well just go on back. No jealousy, no pride, no rejection, no battles of the flesh, but pure, holy love one to another, loving each other as we love ourselves. And serving each other as Christ serves. We will be one with no separation, no superiority, equal together in Christ. All different members, but all one body working together in unity like the human body. So connected, it's as if we are reading each other's mind. And in agreement in our minds and souls and spirit, and the flesh is submitted. That everything flows perfectly because we all are constantly connected and in tune with God and in tune with each other. Woo, glory to God. That our faith is complete with God. That we have not even a tiny doubt. And we know that what we ask, we immediately receive because it's Christ in us. That what we command and speak into the physical is immediately manifested because Jesus in us is communing with Father every second. The enemy does not even try his normal tactics of unclean thoughts and feelings because he knows. We won't even accept or look at it. Glory to God. I knew that we will see and experience things we can't even imagine right now. But it's all for God's glory And it will be only Jesus in us. We can't do anything to make this happen, but have faith in his grace to do it through us for his glory. Everything is for him, now and for forever. Samuel prayed about this, and he heard this. You are now in a new level of training. This is an exercise of the test and application of my word. Speaking whole to the miracles I have promised. Many are showing others who are younger in the walk to have a go when in doubt or little experience. See how one who prays and praises in faith can move a miracle. Then others will try it in belief. Suddenly the power and multiple of multiples, many times more, spread and go beyond even the first person who prayed, leading by example. Hang on just a second. The effects go to areas and new heights where no one had even thought. I am beyond the imagination or impossibility. You all are my vessel. I will flow through you all as a holy army. Praise God forevermore. Woo, glory to God, somebody. We got some things coming up ahead of us. We all going to be walking, talking Jesuses out there. And we're going to be in tune with one another. Won't need a telephone. Won't need a walkie-talkie. All you need is Jesus. That's all you're going to need. Glory be to God. Yeah, Missy.
Did David share that once? I remember hearing that. I don't know. But anyway, my question is can you email that to all of us, please?
It's on site. It's on the site. Yeah, it's on site. It's called One with Jesus. One with Jesus.
Okay.
Yeah, I can. If somebody wants and they can't find it, let me know and I'll email it to you. But it's just all you got to do is go to the site and get it and then download it. One with Jesus. Yeah, he did do a program on it. I believe. That was on... That was in June of June the 22nd. All right, anybody got any questions or any answers? Well, I thought it would generate just a little bit of an excitement, for goodness sake. Lord, we just thank you and praise you for all of these wonderful encouragements that you've given us, Lord. And we thank you, Father, that we will walk in those things that you want us to walk in, Lord. And we will do the things that you want us to do because you're the one that's in charge. You're going to do it through us. And we praise you for that, Father. 2023. Did I share something last week? Or didn't I also share something last week? About the first fruits and the man child? The first fruits and the bride, I mean. Did I share that on the outreach here? Somebody shake your head, yes or no. No? Okay. Y'all want to hear some more good news? Are you going to get excited if I do? I ain't going to share it if you ain't going to get excited. If you ain't going to get excited, I ain't sharing it. I'm just that kind of way. I'm one with y'all, but y'all got to get one with me. You understand? All right. Here we go. Here we go. My son, that's me, take these short words down for my worthy first fruits harvesters to hear. My worthy ones, He shared this Sunday. My worthy ones who are ready, I am sending my son Jesus the Christ to come get you. You are more ready than most. This is the man-child ministry he's talking to. And all of you have a working relationship with me, your Father, the Creator, your Abba, Jesus the Christ, my anointed Son, and my Holy Spirit. Each in my army, my Holy Spirit Marines, are ready to go and do what I have called you to do. It's time to go. I'm sorry. It is time. It is go time. Time to go. My worthy, you either know your assignments or will know very shortly. For each of you, I've had long talks with about many things. My worthy, you have made yourselves ready, says me, your Father, your Creator. So I just wanted to say, get ready, gird yourselves, get into your posts for my army, my holy, ready spiritual army of my people, my first fruits are moving out. Get ready. Training starts for most in a twinkling of an eye to learn what you will be required and need for the battlefield. Then I, your Father, your Creator, will turn you loose to bring my wheat into my barn. I love all of you. Much peace, love, and joy to you, my worthy, your Holy Father, your Creator. Now, here's a warning to the bride. Oh, this is good stuff, y'all. This is good stuff. Glory to God. Said, my daughter, share this warning with those who have ears to hear. Catastrophic events warned of by many of my messengers are coming to your once great nation and world soon. Not one will be shielded from seeing the destruction. Destruction will come from the elements, fire and water primarily, but you will also experience earthquakes and volcanoes throughout your earth. However, space will begin colliding with your once great nation and the world like nothing you have ever witnessed in the past. Things will never go back to what you perceive as normal. Once these things start, the end of the earth as you've known it will begin. Disasters that have taken place in the past and recent past will not hold a candle to what's coming on your earth, my children. You'll only have your memories of what once was. There will be 3 days of darkness where my bride will be transformed into, listen to this, into her new incorruptible body. How many of you need a incorruptible body? Glory to God, I do. During this time, she will be visible to others, but they will clearly see the changes taking place in my bride. People will look on and off as my bride puts on the new and discards the old. She will be given a new flesh that is not flesh as you would recognize flesh. An incorruptible flesh. She will be given heightened awareness into the spiritual realm. She will be one in thought with the entirety of my bride. And they will come together to receive their garments and their duties. There are many to remain here on this earth whom my bride will be in charge of turning toward their Creator. There will be evil in good hearts, and the good hearts will truly know their Father and will be able to see that my bride is of me and that the others are imposters. My bride are spirit-filled believers that have emptied their flesh of this world and surrendered fully to me. They are my warriors for this time, and they will be warring for the hearts and minds of those left on this earth to either eventually turn to me or to take the mark of the beast. My bride is very important. It would lead many home to me. When they see the imposters, when people see the imposters, they will think that they are part of my bride. But people with me in their hearts will quickly figure out the truth. Warn people. The people of light are truly dark, and they are put on this earth to do nothing but deceive. There are very many believers who have never received my Holy Spirit, or who have received my Holy Spirit but have quelled him to where he has never been able to bring them along on their journey towards me. There are many who believe in me, but who have become entangled in false teachings and doctrines of men. They will not want to believe that this is the end. My bride will have to educate them. There are millions and millions of people who know of me, but are seeking to know me. My bride will introduce her groom. And the job of the bride will not be easy, but she will be equipped with her new and glorious body filled with my supernatural light and love, glory to God. The imposters, though children of light, will be children of darkness sent to confuse and mislead humans to choosing Satan as their father instead of their actual father and creator. These imposters will be arriving on the scene soon. Most of the people of the world are completely unaware of all that is to come and will be totally taken by surprise. Just remember, my children, that there is no man good, and do not be deceived. Come to me in prayer for answers to all of your questions. The deceivers will try to place an imposter in front of you that is so real that if you did not know my word, you would be fooled, but many will be fooled. Hang on just a second. This is why I must use my bride to convince those that know of me and just don't know me or my word not to fall for this great deception. My children, I love you so. My bride must know she will remain protected until she reveals herself and her new incorruptible body. Woo, Lord of God. My bride needs to be aware of what is coming. I have chosen some very unlikely vessels to be my bride. In other words, people you don't think are going to be in the bride are going to be in the bride. Do not doubt your worthiness, my bride, because no one is worthy but the blood of the Lamb. Prepare for battle, my bride. Glory to God. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I feel like jumping up and down. My, my, my. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the bride, Lord. Thank you, Father, for the man-child ministry also. Thank you, Father, that you have given us the faith to believe that we all are in this bride and this man-child ministry in Jesus' name. Praise you, Father. We don't doubt. We just believe, Lord. We know it. By your grace and your mercy, Lord, we thank you for it. And just like you said, there's people going to be in the bride that we never thought possible. Glory be to God. And I thank you for it, Father. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. If you want to be in the bride, just believe. If you want to be in the man-child, just believe. Start confessing it. How many of you know it's going to be some awesome times for the bride and the man-child? It is. It's going to be an awesome, awesome time. No more fear. No more anxiety. No more nervousness. No more nothing except Jesus. You're going to be just like Jesus. You know, they tried to kill him. I don't know how many times. I'm sure there's a whole lot more to what they're saying in the Word of God. Did he ever fear? He said, what are you doing? What do you think you're trying to kill? It ain't my time yet. And he just walked right through. That's the way we're going to be. That's the way the bride's going to be. That's how the man child's going to operate. Because he knows that God is in him. And if God is in him, ain't nobody can come against him. My, my, my. Anybody got any comments or any questions? Okay. Yeah, Missy.
I'm looking for what you read earlier. One with Jesus. Is that what you called it? I'm looking at it on the, on where the updates are, and I'm not finding it. Has anybody else found it?
Did you look in the prophecies? Did you look in the prophecies? Prophetic words?
No, I mean.
Just put it in the search. I don't know. I just put it in the search and put Samuel's name in there. See if you can't get it that way.
Okay, I'll try. I did try. Search already.
Did you find it? Not yet. Okay. Thank you, Lord. I've got it on my lap, on my computer. If you can't find it, I'll email it to everybody. I think I did already, but I'll do it again. All right. Well, what do y'all want to talk about? I kind of like to talk about the bride, but I've just done all my talking. I'm waiting on y'all. Has everybody got a word of knowledge? Got a psalm? Got a song? Because we're coming together in the fellowship. Got a word. Big 22. All right. Well, we don't have anything. Nobody's got anything to do. Anybody got a song they want to sing? Got a verse they want to give? Anybody prepare for tonight? I'm just asking. I'm not trying to step on any toes here. Who's that? 208. That's Terry. I think that's Terry. Well, let's see. I've been going for almost an hour now. Somebody else can go. Yeah, Anna.
Can I share something that happened to me and just see, just throw it out there and see if it's ever happened to anyone else?
Sure.
Okay, let's see. It's been at least 3 years ago now, but I don't know what to call it, an experience or a dream. I'll call it an experience. I thought I was awake because I had complete control over my mind and my surroundings, like lucidity, whatever you want to call it. Like I was completely aware and I thought I was awake and I didn't realize I was asleep until like I got woken up. But I had this experience where I was laying in bed one morning and apparently I was still asleep, but I thought I was awake and so I was thinking and I like come into this consciousness slowly that I'm laying snuggled up next to this man whom I'm calling the Lord. I know it was the Lord. And, I became aware, and as I started to like wake up and come into this consciousness, I became aware, okay, well, it's not Matthew. He's already gone to work. I know that he's gone to work and I know it's not a stranger. And then I started to realize it's the Lord. And I was like laying under his arm, you know, like his arm was around me and I was laying on his shoulder, like how I used to snuggle up with my dad when I was a little girl. And, there was nothing weird or romantic or anything about it. It was just, you know, I just felt like loved and secure. And I started to realize like, this is the Lord, like, wow. And I could feel physically, I could feel there was nobody in my bed, but it's hard to explain. It was like, I was feeling with my spirit, but I could feel the Lord's presence of his body, not just his presence, but I could feel his body. And it was a really just secure, comforting feeling. Kind of like being a little girl with your dad, you know? And then I started, so I was just like sitting there enjoying the Lord's presence, not thinking about anything, just enjoying his presence and just like, wow, Lord, I love you. And then after a while, I started to hear what sounded like a mouse running across the bedroom floor, like on, like rustling, grocery bags, like plastic bags. And I kept tuning it out and I was like, I don't care about no mice. Like I'm with the Lord. And I just knew I was going to lose that moment with the Lord if I, you know, got distracted with these things. But it just kept going on and on. And I just kept, you know, not thinking about anything else. And finally, like it was getting on my nerves and I was like, sat up and opened my eyes to look and see, why is there a mouse in here? Like, what's going on? Why is it still running around? Only that woke me up when I opened my eyes, it woke me up. And of course the moment with the Lord was gone. And I look around and there's no grocery bags. There's no mice. And what it made me think of was that verse about the little foxes that spoil the vineyards. But it was really interesting because like this distraction was coming, you know, and I had to cast it down. And I finally gave into it to be worried about what I thought was this mouse. And it's funny because I don't actually even care about mice in the house too much. I'm not like afraid of them or anything. But I just thought I'd throw it out there and see if anyone else has had this experience like I had where like physically there was no one there, but I could feel it without it being physical. And it happened to me one other time when I was a little girl where I saw the Lord standing there and I didn't see nothing, but with my eyes, but with my spirit, I saw him. I could tell you how tall he was, where he was standing, his stature, everything, but I didn't see anything. And I just curious, I guess, if anyone has ever experienced that. It's hard, really hard to explain because we don't have that in their physical senses.
Amen. That's a good experience to have. I've never experienced anything like that other than the Lord spoke to me early in my Christian walk and told me he loved me. That made me sit down. That's a good experience. Anybody else have that kind of an experience? Don't be shy now. Yeah, Julie.
No, it wasn't anything like what Anna's describing, but I had a, I mean, I knew it was the Lord. I felt the presence of the Lord, which is the only time I've ever felt it. That presence in such a way that I just had his, that the peace, warmth, comfort, everything that you're kind of describing. And it didn't last very long, but I heard him speak to me, or it was an angel, you know, it was my angel. But, yeah, I just heard him speak very, very tenderly to me and very clearly to me. And he spoke directly to me like a husband would speak to you. And it was immediately upon waking me up, like he woke me up and told me these things. And I felt his presence. And it's only happened that one time, but I expect it to happen, you know, frequently here. You know, I want it to happen every day, all the time. But that's about as close as I can.
Amen.
Experience I had.
Every second. That's what this prophecy here, that lady said. Every second. Be guided by the Lord. Oh, glory to God. Keep thinking about that. That's what's going to happen, Anna. What you just described, Lord's going to be with us, and we'll know it, we'll feel it, we'll understand it. Anybody not want that? Raise your hand. Oh, Phil. Okay, go ahead, brother.
I had something else.
Okay, go ahead, brother.
Because we had. One second. There was an echo. Okay. So we prayed last Tuesday. Stuff was going crazy. Felt like everything was going wrong. And I wasn't the only one to experience this. Many people in the company were like, something is weird about this week. Anyway, so I had my meeting with the customer yesterday. The one we were about, it was just crazy. Crisis mode, everybody's freaking out. We're about to lose this customer. And it was interesting because when I got on the call with them, I was cool. I was at peace, and it was just me and the client. And I just let the Lord do it. I didn't push any agendas or anything. The first thing I did was convince the customer not, well, I guess it wasn't me, right? It was the Lord. I convinced the customer not to cancel any more future consulting. Because of how hard it is to secure slots, et cetera. And they agreed that, okay, we're not going to cancel anything right now. And they were kind of defensive at the same time. You know, these screens are antiquated and we don't understand how to do this and that. And there's no way to undo these. You know, just like, well, here, let me show you, you know, the update, right? They're on it like multiple years old version. So I showed him my system. I said, you guys can have this, you know, it's the same. It's what you purchased. Just it's in, you guys are using an old system, right? So I walked him through everything, showed him how to reverse transactions, you know, receive a PO, put the parts, you know, to their work orders, ship the right stuff, how to fix it, how to correct things. I did it very quickly. I flew through the screens and he was so relieved, like, wow, you guys can do this. You know, we thought you couldn't do it, you know? So then it just kept getting better. And the major issue they had was with the finance module. There's something they wanted to see. And I said, well, just because nobody's, you know, ever done it this way doesn't mean you guys can't. Like, you can program anything. You know, it's just code. You can build any program you want and we can help you do it, you know? Anyway, by the end of it, I had my CEO contacting me, telling me thank you. I was like, I didn't do anything. You know, I was just letting the Lord do his thing, you know? So basically, nothing is crisis anymore. We will, you know, time will tell. But I think that the Lord did a work here because from what I understood, there was a lot of emotion, a lot of anger, and, you know, rash decisions were about to be made. But when I spoke to the customer, it was, none of that was there. None of it. So I laid out a new plan for them to take their system fully live in April, and they're happy with it. They're looking forward to it. And it's just like complete opposite of what was going on Tuesday, you know? So I think that's a huge praise report. I mean, it's just work, but the Lord did a work here for sure. 100%. And it was due to the prayers that were spoken Tuesday night. 100%. I know it's a fact. And that's how I went in there. I was like, we're going to be good. This is good.
Praise God. Praise God.
Yeah.
So praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. A complete turnaround. God can do that, can't he? Glory to God. That's awesome. Thank you, Father. Boy, I wish I'd known it when I was in the working force. Thank you, Lord. All right, anyone else? Thank you, Phil. That's a great testimony. Yeah, Deb. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm kind of wondering, but to what Anna was talking about, maybe need some guidance on this too. I shared in the meeting yesterday at a book study that I had an experience I don't know what day it was, a day or two before book study, and I was just praying for my children. I was praying for all our children and those who are not understanding what's going on, don't even want to hear, you know, and things happen. And I'm just praying that God would just really, hear our prayers with our faith and be with them and direct them where to go and what happened, provide for them, and especially praying for victory. And I felt this faith come in me. I had such an assurance that, everything's going to be okay with her. That God is going to, he's got everything lined up. I just prayed for people in her lives and people in the lives of our children who aren't prepared, that he's going to have everything in order for them to be taken care of and know what to do and all that. And I was thinking about how, oh, well, Danny was here, to help out with all this stuff, you know, and then, and I was also in a lot of prayer, and I, all of a sudden I had this strong sensing too. And so, but my thinking was that, just because of all the things that are being received in the supernatural now here with like David and things he shares and everything, I had such a strong presence of someone here, right, and in my, that came here to my living room. And I immediately just felt it was Denny. And I'm wondering, could that just be idolatry? Because I'm wondering now that, cause she said that she felt him, she felt Jesus there as if he were a husband. And that's what I felt. So that's what I thought then. But, and he spoke to me so lovingly, everything's going to be okay. And I knew everything was going to be okay. And so, but I was thinking, oh, Lord, you can do anything. You can do anything. So you could allow, a loved one, you know, who's gone to heaven, to maybe the spirit to come there, come in your presence, you know, be here. And if he does that or not, I don't know, but that's what I felt. But now, that's what I shared yesterday, but now I'm thinking that maybe, that was putting, him before the Lord. I think Jesus wanted me to know that that was maybe him. So I'm kind of like, confessing that I think I shared wrongly yesterday when I shared it. I think the Lord does want me to know that it was him who was there and let me know everything's going to be okay. And I just felt it was such a strong presence. And I felt so reassured and comforted when I heard everything's going to be okay. So, I just think it's such a touchy area. We got to be so careful. And so I want to start being more careful and really, pray for God to really give me discernment on whatever happens again, you know? So I just wanted to share that because I did feel the same thing, like somewhat like you did, Anna. And, I guess I shared that it was just so strong and so real, but I want to believe it was Jesus there comforting me and like a husband taking Denny's place, you know, tell me everything's okay. So I just wanted to share that. Because you're asking anybody else, so that's my
thoughts. Thank you, Lord. I had some, just a little testimony today. I had, some questions for the Lord to me were very important. And, I kept not getting anything from him, you know, and so I asked, someone to believe with me to get an answer very quickly. And, I mean, within an hour, I got an answer from the Lord. And, it was so, because I was getting, I don't know what you would call it. I guess anxious, anxiety, whatever it was, trying to come home in because of what I wanted answered. And, but he came in and, calmed me down and, showed me what was going on. So praise God. I'm not going to reveal what it was, but it was important to me. And God, answered my question very succinctly, as a matter of fact. That's a word y'all didn't think I knew. I knew it. Thank you, Lord. Lord, you're an awesome God. We praise you for it, Father. Glory be to God. All right, anyone else? Got a good testimony of God's goodness in your life. This is a good subject. You know, when I first came here to Tennessee, I had some misconceptions about what this fellowship was like. And but through the years, God has shown me what the purpose of this ministry is. And, it's just awesome to watch it. You know, it's up and down all the time. It's up and down, up and down. And, but it's not up and down all the way down. It's kind of like this, you know, it's riding high, but there's a little pit here and a little pit here and a little pit there. But it's, for the most part, it's kind of a smooth walk. God tries us. He puts us in trial for one thing, one purpose, and that's to teach us so that we can teach others what faith is. And just hold on, because what you're going through now ain't going to last long. Going through trials of provisions, going through trials of physical ailments, going through trials of this, trials of that. But we learn each time we go. We're overcomers. That's what God has taught us to be, overcomers. And that's what the Holy Spirit's job is, to help us with the power that he has to overcome these trials that we're in. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Has anybody ever been through a trial before? I can look at you and tell you that some of you have. Theo just got through talking about a trial it overcame. And so did everybody else, Anna. The trials are training. Yeah, Phil.
I had shared about my Jezebel boss a while back ago, and it was getting really bad, like micromanagement, the just constant, it was like texts asking, what are you doing? Da da da. And just, it's like, don't you have anything better to do instead of micromanage us on our projects, you know? And, you know, that stopped. We just kind of came against it every time it happened, and we just rebuked Jezebel, and I'd tell Lana, and I'd be frustrated, and we would just rebuke Jezebel, and we'd tell her to shut up, you know, that spirit. And it's pretty rare nowadays where we see that ugly side come out, and it's been like a complete turnaround. It's not like I've been treating Jezebel well. I'm definitely not being an Ahab. I disagree more than I agree with her about a lot of things, you know. And this is because I see things from a different perspective, you know. My director has never disagreed with me once, you know, but she's disagreed with me a ton. So I haven't changed my tune or anything, but we have stood in the spiritual gap. You know, with this Jezebel spirit, and we have a few of them on my team. A few of these Jezebels. And the Lord has made it a lot easier to work on this team for me. And I praise the Lord for that. There are stressful moments, but it's not coming from Jezebel's side anymore. So praise the Lord for that. That's been a tough trial, fighting Jezebel every day. It wears you out. Yeah. So I guess that's another testimony of God's goodness coming through to us, his saints. So praise you, Father, for that. Amen.
David and I were talking about the Jezebel spirit this morning. He said faction is the worst one, but he said Jezebel is the second worst. Because it can be so it's the same thing. It's the same spirit. It's a divisive spirit, or the controlling spirit. You know, it's a witchcraft type thing. Yeah, amen. That's right, Barbara. When a man's ways please the Lord, even his enemies come into agreement. Praise to God. Anybody else? How many of it? I'm gonna ask a question and I want some answers. I ain't going for no answers. I'm going for some answers. How many of you pray in the spirit a lot? Okay, some of you do.
I too.
Praise God. Okay. Okay, you remember Jude 20 says this. Jude 20 says, but you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. Building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. How many of you want more faith? Pray in the Spirit. That's what the Lord is telling us. That's what builds up your faith. That builds up your inner man and the faith. John Lake said, they asked him, said, what is the secret to your success in your ministry? He said, the building of my ministry is praying in tongues. The success of my ministry is praying in tongues. He prayed in the word, in the spirit a lot. He prayed in the spirit to get messages from God. He prayed in the spirit to get answers from God. He prayed in the spirit to do everything. The more you pray in the spirit, this is what I found out personally. The more you pray in the spirit, the more the spiritual realm opens up to you. That's your gateway into the spiritual gifts also. Praying in the spirit is very important. You've got people out there, so-called leaders and teachers, saying that the gift of the spirit, the talking in tongues is the least gift that the Lord gave us. When he talked about it more than any of the other gifts, he talked about the gift of tongues and the praying in the spirit more than he did any of the rest of them. Encouraging people to do it. In my opinion, praying in tongues is the most important. It does so many things for you when you do. Yeah, Joe.
I remember a couple of months ago when I was talking to you about, I did have some problem with something. I'm not specifically sure, but just, when I was talking to you, get rid of what demon I have, we prayed for me and let's get rid of it. But when you told me that, pray more in tongues, from then onwards to now, it's definitely for me, it's, more rest. I can feel more, rest in the Lord, not be anxious and not get, anxiety over things. It's definitely more rest and calm. I would say definitely help me. We can always say it. Yeah. Well, you're not praying enough, but the Lord will lead you how much you pray, whatever. And sometimes it's quite a long time. Sometimes it's not. But always the Lord will lead you. So it definitely helped me. Definitely helped me. Thanks.
Amen. I can tell when I go a day or a while without praying in tongues, I feel a disconnect. I don't know about y'all, but I feel a disconnect if I don't pray in tongues. And it's not trying to be a law thing or nothing, but you get busy sometimes, you don't think about it. But it's probably one of the most necessary things that we ought to be doing in the first of the day. I'm not always able to do that, but that should be something that we should do first thing in when we wake up. And I know people say, well, I don't have time to do that. I got to go to work. Sacrifice your time and God will bless you. He'll bless you. Yeah, Missy.
Well, we're supposed to pray without ceasing. So, I mean,
yeah.
I mean, we can be praying in the spirit under the breath if we have to be. It's not a matter. I don't see it as a matter of making time for it. It's just there's always time for it. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah. You'll either make time for it or suffer. How about that? No.
But I mean, like, you know, I can, you know, for instance, be in the midst of making dinner and, you know, be praying in the spirit, you know. I mean, I don't have to be like full blown, you know, loud about it, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. We do, you know, you can walk around praying in the spirit. You don't have to be real loud. You can pray under your breath. Mm-hmm. Pray under your breath all the time. Like when you're driving down through. I like to pray loud, though. That's just me. I just like to walk and pray.
Yeah.
I get the most.
We just ask you, Father, to just keep drawing us back by the power of your spirit. That when we start drifting off and you know, just doing things without you, Lord, or just, you know, getting caught up in things or whatever, or whatever the situation is, Lord, just draw us back to get our attention focused on you and ask you about whatever it is we're doing or thinking about or whatever, or get our attention if we, you know, got these vain imaginations or whatever, and just cast them down and just, Lord, give us the grace to have the habit of praying in the spirit as much as possible, Father, even when we, you know, can't mentally be thinking about what to pray, that we have to be thinking about what it is we're doing, that we can at least be praying in the spirit, you know, so that you always be directing us, Lord, and, you know, even in whatever it is we're doing that we can't necessarily be directly thinking about what to pray, but just praying in the spirit, and you just by the power of your spirit be guiding us and directing us in what it is we're doing, even if it's something menial, something, you know, an everyday thing, Lord. We want you to be a part of everything that we do, Lord, because apart from you, we can do nothing.
Yeah.
And apart from you, everything is vanity, Lord. We don't want to be dwellers on this earth. We want to be dwellers in the heaven. We want to dwell in the heavenlies, Lord, in our thoughts, in what we see and what we hear, Lord. We want to see and hear everything the way you see and hear them. We just ask you for that gift, Lord, to work in us, to will and to do your good pleasure, and to have your mind, Lord, your thoughts and your ways, Lord. And I know, Lord, you've told me that I hear you more than I think that I do. I just lots of times think it's just me. So, and I believe that for every one of us here, Lord, that we have the mind of Christ more than we realize, Lord, and that, your thoughts are our thoughts, Lord. And your ways are our ways. Because it's our spirit man, Lord. And not our carnal man, Lord. And we are being renewed in our mind every day, Lord. By the power of your spirit in your word, Lord. That when we're reading your word, Lord, even when we don't even think our mind is being renewed, Lord. That's how powerful your word and your spirit is, that our mind is being renewed and we're being energized and drawn to walk in the spirit, to think according to the way you think, Lord. We just praise you and we thank you, Lord. And we just love you, and we want to be abiding in you every moment, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that you're always with us, and we don't always sense it, but you are with us. You're always with us. We're in your presence always, Lord. And we just ask you, Lord, to give us that sense more often, Lord, to reassure us, Lord. And we just cast down all condemnation of the enemy that would come our way, that try and make us think that, just condemn us in whatever way it is, Lord. And we just praise you and thank you that the enemy's under our feet, and we have overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We love not our lives even unto death. And you're our God, our Father, and our Savior. And you've done everything for us, Lord. You've laid down your life for us. You've given us everything, and we give everything back to you. We praise you and thank you for loving us, because without you, we don't have a clue of what love is, Lord. Love isn't love until it's given away. We don't know love. We thank you for giving your son, showing us, Father, that you love us. And we praise you and we thank you, Jesus, for being obedient to to the Father and being willing, Lord. We know we didn't, you didn't, you said you asked if this cup could pass from you, but you didn't go hollering and screaming and squealing the whole way. So we just praise you and thank you for loving us so much. And there's a song, Wish I, Beauty of Holiness, Wish I Could Love You More. Well, the only way we show our love to you, Father, is by obedience. And the more we hear you and follow you, Lord, that's just obeying you. We just praise you and we thank you, Father, for loving us. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. This being filled with the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, knowing how to talk to people in the days ahead about being baptized in the Holy Spirit. It's going to be a lot of, as you, most of you know, 90% of Christianity will not accept the Holy Spirit. They think that when they get saved, that the Holy Spirit is right there. There is a separate, if you go into Acts, of course, everybody knows this, go into Acts, you'll find out that this is a separate experience of being baptized in the Holy Spirit with the power that's endued from on high. And that power is to help us to walk in the Spirit. And you do that by the help of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. He's our power to overcome the flesh and the world. He's all of these things to help us do the thing. He leads us, he guides us, and teaches us. And gives us the power to overcome the things that are coming. We're going to be able to help a lot of people come into that realm of authority. How are you going to have authority? Let me tell you something. I've known of people that have gone or read about people that have gone in the missionary field without the Holy Spirit, and they came back with their tail stuck between their legs. They got run out by the demons. But the ones that got filled with the Holy Spirit before they went are the ones that are the evangelists for God that are doing a mighty work. We found that out with the missionaries. We've told them not to send anybody out unless they're filled with the Holy Spirit. Because they're putting their life in their hands. You got to have the Holy Spirit in order to be able to be guided by him. When you're in all kinds of countries like that. Anyway, this praying in tongues is actually a real important aspect of our daily walk, in my opinion, and many others too, I might add. I remember Lester Sumrall talking about Smith Wigglesworth. He came up to his door when he first, Wigglesworth told him to come see him. This is about way back when. And he came and he opened the door, said Wigglesworth was kind of a real straight guy, and he was kind of blunt, and they loved his preaching, but they didn't like him as a man. And he came to the door, and Lester was sitting there as a young man, and he had a newspaper under his arm. He said, "What is that?" Wigglesworth said, "What is that?" He said, "That's a newspaper." He said, "What are you going to do with it?" He said, "Well, I thought I'd come in and read while we, you know, would drink a coffee or something." He said, I don't allow that mess in my house. He said, you leave it out here, go throw it away, do whatever you want to, but it ain't coming in my house. If you want to come in my house, get rid of it. So some raw threw it away. It went in. He said, Wigglesworth said, I don't allow nothing in here but the word of God. And that's all we talk about too. We're only going to talk about the word of God. We're not going to talk about nothing about the world. We're going to talk about Jesus. And that's all he did. That's all he did. He said a lot of people didn't like it, but I'll tell you what, he's a powerful man of God, powerful man of God. We all know about the time that he drop kicked the dead child across the room. And when he hit the floor, came alive. But there was many, many more things that Wigglesworth did that was astounding. Great man of God. Filled with the Holy Spirit. All the great men of God that did mighty miracles were filled with the Holy Spirit. Spoke in tongues. All the time. John G. Lake, one of the greatest in our, you know, in this last century, spoke in tongues a lot. Most of the time, he spoke a lot in tongues. To get a sermon for the night's preaching, he'd tell his wife, I'm going walking. And she knew that he was going praying in the spirit, that he'd pray in the spirit for about an hour, go out there. And when he come back, he'd sit down with a notebook, said, Lord, now interpret what you want me to know. And the Lord would interpret for him. That'd be his sermon for that night. And today you can go in there and look at his sermons, and every one of them are different than most anything that you see today. I mean, they are right on with God. That's the leading of God. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He leads us and guides us into the things that God wants us to do. I want to get to that point. Praise God. And it takes sacrifice like Lake did. It takes a lot of sacrifice. Lord, place it in our hearts to do this. Place it in our hearts to do whatever you want us to do, Lord, to be able to be effective in this days ahead that is coming, that you've already told us about many times. And I thank you, Father, that you're going to do that. Not only that, Lord, I know that if we pray in tongues, we pray in the spirit, that when the time comes, everything that we've read in the word of God is going to come alive in our brain up here, because you're going to make it happen. You're going to make, we will have the mind of Christ. We will have the words of Christ in our mouth at that time. And when we have those words of Christ in our mouth and you lead us, Lord, people are coming into the kingdom. This is going to be the greatest time to fill up the kingdom of God ever was. And I believe it, Lord. You're going to bring destruction on this earth for one thing, to empty out the apostate churches. And I thank you, Father, that you're going to do it with good people who know and love you, Lord. And it's going to be a mighty time. It's going to be an awesome time. And you're going to do it with your bride. It's going to be what? Indestructible. Glory to God. That are in the bride, listen, what happens at the end? Those that are alive and remain, huh? Go up and meet those that are dead in Christ. But you're alive. You still got your body. You're going to heaven with your body. That's what he's talking about here, that prophetic word, I believe, that we just read. Woo, glory to God. Somebody comes up to you with a gun, said, I want your money. You just laugh at them. Said, let me tell you about my Jesus. I don't want to hear about your Jesus. I want your billfold. I said, I tell you one thing, it's going to happen. One of two things is going to happen. If it's my time, I'll go and be with Jesus, but you'll still be going to hell. But if it's not my time, you're going to hell. You're going to go see your father, because that gun ain't going to shoot me. It's going to shoot you. And I believe that. The Lord showed me that years ago. That eliminates fear out of your life. When you understand where you're going, it eliminates all the fear. You don't walk in fear. We walk in Jesus. Glory to God. David, can I tell you a little secret about David? If y'all tell him now, you know, you remember when he said, yeah. David said, if anybody ever tells you, don't tell me. He said, don't listen to him. Because it's fact. This is what he does. The other day, last week, week before last, or what it was. He said, I went down. He walks down. I don't know why he walks down the driveway. That's the steepest place in this county, I believe, to walk. You can go down that and walk it, walk down it. And it's like, climbing, Pike's Peak coming back. It's tough. Anyway, he said, you know what happened to me today? I said, no, I don't know what happened to you. What happened to you? He said, I asked Jesus and the Father to come walking with me. I said, get out of here. He said, yeah, I did. I said, did they come? He said, yeah. And they walked down with Jesus and the Father. And I said, what'd they say? He said, oh, we just communed together. I said, David, what'd they say? So, anyway. I have a good time. The Father of Jesus walked down with him. And, he's been doing that quite regularly. He told me today that, that the Father and Jesus walked with him down there. I said, well, you gonna tell him to come walk with me? He said, oh, you can ask him yourself. I said, I know, I'm just kidding with you. But you can do that. You can ask the Father of Jesus to walk with you if you walk like some of us do. Not have the time to do that. Anybody got any questions? Yeah, Missy.
You're going to want to smack me for this. So did David tell
you? Don't do it. Don't ask it. Why are you going to ask it?
I'm just picking.
You're going to ask it. I know you was going to ask it. I knew she was going to ask it. I know you, Missy, worse than you know what you said. I ain't telling. How's that?
I know you ain't. I just had that pick on you and ask you anyway.
You're
always dangling the carrots.
No, it was just a walk with Jesus and the Father. That's all it was. Jesus and the Father. And they talked about, you know, Missy and things like that. But other than that,
how my curiosity gets the best of me and I got to ask.
He asked the Lord, he said, you know about that Missy, don't you? Oh, gosh, he should shake his head. Yeah, I know about Missy. Oh, man. No, Missy, it was just a congenial walk, that's all. It wasn't anything, you know, that was.
I didn't expect you to tell me anything. I was just picking.
I know you was. I was too, mostly. Yeah, Joe, go ahead, brother.
There's something different. In the mornings, I usually pray at my place, and in the evenings, I go for a walk or late afternoon. But my question is, well, just for interest sake, is what do you think is, in Matthew 6:6, it says, but thou, when thou prayest, enter in thy inner chamber, and having shut thy door, and pray to the Father who is in secret, and the Father in secret shall recompense thee. My question, or we think idea is, that closet, sometimes it's a physical, you can be at your place, be alone, and sometimes, what I was thinking is, when I was going for a walk, sometimes you see people along the way, sometimes not, but I'm just thinking to myself is if I was praying in tongues quite a lot, I don't pray out that loud when I walk past them. But is that related to that or not? You got an idea what I'm talking about, Julie?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Well, okay.
Yeah, I do. I heard you.
Thanks.
That says in the inner chamber. Where's your inner chamber? Right here. Shut the door. Shut the door to the outside world. And Jesus talked to you. That's what I think it is. Anybody got any other? I know that sometimes we do like to get in our own room, in our closet or whatever it is that you've got a place to pray. But when I pray, I like to be outdoors. I like to be walking around myself. That's just me. I like the outdoors and I walk a lot. I go outside and I'll walk around. I go up on the hill here and I walk back and forth and pray. And that's the way I like to do it. I do like to sit down in my easy chair over here and pray also, but not as much as I do when I'm walking. It's whatever's comfortable to you, I suppose. Yeah, Julie.
So what was the last part you said when you were out walking around outside and you saw other people, but you were praying? What did you say about that? Or
sometimes when I walk, I don't want to show them I'm praying. Is that the bad thing when you go past them? I'm not praying that loud. Sometimes when I'm alone, I pray loud, but it's not when I go past people, I'm praying under my breath. I think so. Don't want to see praying as what are you doing? You understand?
I see. I used to, when I was working downtown. Now, granted, this is a big, not a big city, but it's a city, right? But there are so many people out walking around talking to themselves. I just kind of fit right in. I didn't care really if anyone saw me. But also, it was kind of, people are on their Bluetooth. You don't even know that they're talking to somebody else or having a conversation or whatever. So I wasn't too worried about it. I always prayed in the spirit when I'd be out walking around. And I really didn't think, I wasn't paranoid that people would think I was weird or anything because of where I live. There's always a lot of weirdos out there on the street, people, talking to themselves, et cetera. They're hallucinating and that kind of thing. But, what I thought about those scriptures was because Jesus was comparing them to the Pharisees who like to be out, the scribes who are out there in their long robes and making prayers on the, on all the corners, wanting to be heard of man, wanting to be seen and heard of man. And he doesn't want us doing that. He wants us to be praying in secret. And for me too, it's like when you see something, like maybe you're out on your walk and you see something you don't agree with, or you see that there's a problem or you're witness to something, you would be taking that to your prayer room, and praying about that. That kind of thing where you see something or hear something and you don't know how to pray for somebody, they're a stranger or whatever, and you're not given that opportunity. You where to pray unceasingly, like Missy said. And, so you just take it, your throne room here, right, into your inner chambers and talk to the Lord about it. That's how I interpret those scriptures and what it means. But maybe somebody else says.
No, that's good. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Anybody else? Anybody not filled with the Holy Spirit wants to be filled with the Holy Spirit? Right now is the time to do it. Glory to God. Be baptized in the Spirit. The Lord said this. He said to ask, to seek, and to knock, and you shall be answered. He's going to give the good gifts to his people. He's going to give them. It'll fall right down on you. Glory to God. I never will forget that time that I got filled with the Holy Spirit in my shop when I started speaking in tongues. I never will forget that. That was an awesome time. All right. Anybody else? Anybody ever have an unusual experience with speaking in the Spirit? Praying in the Spirit. Yeah, Debbie?
Well, I can share the first time I started to, and then when I really did after that. But I didn't even hear, I didn't hear teachings of that. I went to a church, it was just a Bible church, you know, but I had a heart for the Lord as a child in my childhood. And, you know, I just did. And I always loved the hymns we sang. They always spoke to me and meant something to me. And I always felt the pastor was speaking right to me, that kind of a thing, you know? And so I was older. I was like about, maybe 19. And no, it was older than that. I'm thinking back to that. I was more like, I was married to my first husband, who at this point was in the army hospital with leukemia. Yeah. So I was in my car and I turned the radio on. I was going somewhere and, in the car, and, all of us, it was turned the radio on, and it was, he started saying something, whatever I was listening to, but all of a sudden, whatever he said was spoke to me, meant something to me. And then I had this thing just well up in me, and all I could do was, that's all I could do for a few seconds. That's all I could do. And then, it was months later, my ex-husband's cousin, came over to their house. I was living there then at his parents' house. And, he started talking to me and, my sister-in-law's then about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I thought, oh, that's what that was. I think that's what that was. I didn't say anything to him about it. I just thought that's what that was. But that's, I never dealt with it ever again after that. I never used it or anything. But then years later, when I started going, when the Lord led me from the church I was going to Full Gospel Fellowship, there was this meeting, and there's someone came from England, a special meeting in a school. And, he was saying, someone here needs to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, you know, that kind of thing. And I didn't respond. I didn't respond. But on the way home, when I got into the parking lot, I was praying all the way that, Lord, if you want me to do this, and show me what to do, show me how to do it. You know, and so I was just praying to the Lord about it. And then all of a sudden I just started speaking out in a stream of a language that I'd never done it before. And I was alone in my car, and I was so elated and so joyful. I was just crying. I was tears just streaming down my face. I was just crying as I was praying and praising in this language as if I'd done it for a long time or something. It was pretty amazing. So that was the first time I really spoke in tongues. But the very first time was like, all I could do was make that sound. But I knew it was something from God. And, then when I heard him explain that, then I knew it was. So anyway.
Amen. Wonderful experience, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Well, the thing is, back then I was wanting to quit smoking too. And, I was crying. Part of my praising was, I knew that God was, the Holy Spirit was upon me, and I was crying out to him too, to now you can help me stop this, you know, and he did. He did too. He even told me, he let me know, start putting me in you instead of that, what you think you need in you. Put me in you. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to start getting in the Bible. I'll just read the Bible every time I feel this coming on to me. I need to do that. And 3 days, I quit. But in 3 days. So,
praise God.
Yeah. So that was the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. All right, Missy.
I think I shared this a while back, not too long ago, sometime earlier this year, but I was just praying in the spirit. I'm a walker too when I pray, Michael, and I like being outside, but anyway, but I was actually inside, and I was just really praying in the spirit, you know, just really in the flow. And I was just talking to the Lord. And as I was praying, he was talking back to me, and we were having this conversation back and forth while I was praying in the spirit the whole time. It was pretty cool. It's like, Lord, I'd love that again, you know. But that was just really, really neat. It was really encouraging.
Amen. Okay, Geneva.
I was going to say, I've actually had this happen a few times where I've woken myself up out of sleep praying in tongues. You know, I don't know if it's a dream I had, but I'd say within the past year's been like 2-3 times. I guess I wake up doing spiritual warfare or something, but the next thing I know, I'll be awake and I'm just speaking in tongues. And I feel that the times that I can kind of remember, it's been like in the dream, I would be like just praising the Lord's name and like telling whatever was in front of me, you know, whatever trial or whatever thing I was going through, to get back in the name of Jesus. And it's happened like 2 or 3 times, and I just wake up and I'd be speaking in tongues. And it's just crazy how, you know, your spirit, even when you're asleep, is, you know, Holy Spirit's still with you. I mean, obviously. But I would say too that the first time I think that I ever had the Holy Spirit come over me, and I didn't really even know what it was, but I was only like 11, 12 years old, you know, and we'd been going to a Pentecostal church and I'd seen people, you know, pray and this and that. And I remember the pastor asked if we'd come up and, you know, if you wanted to speak in tongues, he'd lay, you know, his hands on you. And so anyways, you know, I was just a little kid and I just had faith, and it didn't happen right then. It didn't happen right then, but I knew it was going to happen. And I remember just being at peace about it. And I turned around and walked away and I was like, okay, it's going to happen. And that was it. You know, childlike faith. And then I think it was like a few months went by. You know, it was after our family had a hard time. You know, my dad had passed and my mom was going through a lot. And, I remember Isaac was there. And we were having church in my dad's little double wide that he had. And we were sitting there and we were all praying and reading the Bible and just praising the Lord. And out of nowhere, just this little 12-year-old girl, I start just speaking in tongues and my eyes got so big and I couldn't stop. And I remember Isaac started jumping up and down and it just happened. And, you know, that was an experience like I never felt in my entire life. And that moment I knew like not that I ever thought God wasn't real, but I knew like the Holy Spirit is living and dwelling within me. So, you know, that was pretty great. And, I mean, there's nothing that gives me more comfort, especially in like a dire moment or of need, to just stop and start praying in the Spirit. And I know right then, like, I know the Lord is near. You know, it's just praise God, praise the Lord for just such a beautiful gift. And it gives me so much joy when I hear, you know, people who, you know, get it for the first time. And, you know, when Marissa told me she got it, Michael, she called me crying and I was so happy because it was one of those things where it's like I wanted her to have it so bad, but I knew I had to be patient. And I knew, like, well, Lord, I'm not going to push it because I'm going to be at peace and I know you'll just do it. And, you know, time went by, and then all of a sudden she said, I want the gift of the Holy Spirit. And I said, well, praise the Lord. And then that's when she called you and it happened. And actually, crazy enough, her mom just got tongues for the first time not too long ago. And that was amazing because her mom has come a long, long, long way. So, you know, it's the Lord's doing something.
Yes, he is. Praise God. That's awesome. Thank you, Lord. All right, anybody else? Yeah, Fia.
This might help somebody. When I was, well, there's this doctrine that we grew up with that the Holy Spirit could visit you and you could have tongues, but then he'd go away and then you wouldn't have tongues. And that's, I believe that's a false doctrine, but we believed it at the time, and many, I'm sure many, many faltered in their faith with the Holy Spirit and did not receive because they just said, oh, it's just a visit, you know. Well, when I was six, I had a similar experience where I was up on stage, I was praying, my hands were up, and I was saying weird stuff, and I didn't care. And afterwards, my sister was so excited for me, crying, how, you know, how awesome it was. And I don't know, for some reason, we just understood that was a visitation. It wasn't a permanent anointing of the Holy Spirit. You know, it wasn't like I had received the gift. It was just a temporary presence, right? And so for years and years after that, I struggled to get the Holy Spirit. We'd ask for it and ask for it and beg the Lord, give it to me, give me the Holy Spirit, give me the Holy Spirit. And there's all these ways they tell you how to do it, you know, basically. You got to say this word over and over again, and then you'll get it, or something. So many things that we got tossed around back and forth. And, you know, one day I got so fed up. I was 14 and I said, Lord, I receive it. That's it. I'm done asking. I just receive it. And boom, it was there. I mean, it was there and I knew it was there because I was flying basically, you know, back to speaking in tongues. And I was like, that's it. I received it. And it clicked for me, not how easy it was, you know. You know, I had a buddy that struggled and struggled, and I told him, I was like, this is how I received the Holy Spirit. You know, I just said, thank you, Lord. I receive it. That's it. You know, so I believe that if we had not believed those doctrines, you know, as kids, it's even today, it's a belief and understanding that there's visitation. But not actually, like, it's like double-mindedness, you know, and it puts in doubt in believers, and it takes away power from the ordinary believer, you know. So just receive it and believe it and thank the Lord, and every gift that the Lord wants to give you, you will have it 100%.
The question I have is, did they have any scriptures to back that up, or did they just go ahead and spout that out?
They spout. There's more that they spout out.
Okay. I understand.
A lot of the songs they sing aren't even backed by scripture. You know, we only realize it now. We're like listening to those songs, like, that doesn't sound right. But anyway, yeah, praise the Lord.
Amen. Yeah, Missy.
It sounds like their belief comes from how it operated in the Old Testament. You know? That's what it means.
Are you talking about the Holy Spirit being on them?
Yeah.
It could be. Well, you know, how do these denominations get that the Holy Spirit... the gifts are not in operation anymore. Paul, what'd Paul say all through the epistles? You know, I pray in tongues more than all of them. Bless God. That's just man's theology. Okay, has anybody got any prayer requests? Looks like we're getting down here to closing time. Well, we made it. Praise God. Yeah, Missy.
My sister texted me a little earlier and she said that, her husband had just told her yesterday when he went for a doctor's appointment that the doctor didn't like the sound of his heart. So he wants to, have him go Tuesday and get a heart monitor. and he's not saved yet. So I'd like to pray for him.
Okay.
Father, I know you want to use this to draw Frank to you, Lord. And I pray that you give Cindy the proper words to respond to anything concerning this, Lord. Ask you for your wisdom upon her. And I thank you, Lord, for bringing Frank into the kingdom and healing him. And just praise you and thank you, Lord. And I know, Father, that when you do bring him into the kingdom, that he is going to be, he's going to serve you with all his heart, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that we see the end from the beginning, and that he's a mighty man of God and loves you with all his heart. And I just praise you and thank you, Lord, for drawing him by the power of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, thank you for granting his repentance and belief in you. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father, for doing that. Glory be to God. We praise you, Father. Well, Lord, we just, yeah, Julie, go ahead.
Just want to add something onto that, Frank. Father, we just break off every word curse that's been spoken over Frank regarding his health. In Jesus' name, we command it null and void. And we bind up every attack of anxiety, fear, worry, and stress, and all the what ifs and all these spirits that would be speaking to them. But I thank you, Lord, for using all this to, for Frank to just check his own heart, you know, spiritually, Father, and what that means between you and him, Lord. Just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing there. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, Lord, for tonight. We praise you, Father, for answering all our prayers. We thank you for all the wonderful testimonies. And thank you, Lord, for filling us all with your Holy Spirit. We praise you, Father. We thank you, Lord, that from this point on, we're going to draw closer to you, Father. You're already here, Lord. It's us. It's in the way. We thank you, Father, for placing it in our hearts to run out to you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. All right. Good night, folks. We'll see y'all next time. Good Lord willing.